Hey, Mama. Revelation 21, verse 9. And it talks about, you know, it's in Revelation, the end, and everything's coming on. And it talks about the Lamb's wife. The Lamb's wife. We're married to him. We're married. It's a relationship. That's why they call this not a religion. Christianity is not a religion, it's a relationship. And we're in a relationship. He's the bridegroom, we're the bride. We're in a relationship. Now, every few months, I like to do this. I don't know what you like to do, but I like to check myself out. I like to make sure I'm walking right with God. I like to make sure I'm lined up and I'm following God. I like to check myself. This is my check time. So I have got my little checklist and I'm going through stuff. Huh? Hold one second. We're having technical difficulties. What you trying to do? I don't know. Yes. So, anyway, sorry about that. Relationship. I like to check it out to see where I'm at. Because the Bible talks about work out your salvation with fear and trembling. In other words, make sure you're online. Make sure you got yourself together. Make sure you're going the right way. Because you could be going the wrong way. And think you're going the right way. Jesus said there's going to be many people that are going to say, Lord, Lord. But they're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. And I'm going to say to them, I never knew them. I want to check myself. I want to make sure I'm not one of them who's saying, Lord, Lord, but he don't know me. Because I done went the wrong way. That's just me. I want to check myself out. So I like, every so often, I like to check, see where I'm at. That's just me. Some people say, hey, I'm safe. I got it. I'm in. I believe in Jesus, and I got it. That's cool. But I like to check myself out, see, am I lined up? Because I know I thought I was going the right way and was going the wrong way. One time when I think we were in Clemson at the time, and we were gonna move down this way towards Florence, towards the beach, and somebody wants to come down here, and so we took a trip. And you know, I'm being typical. This is back when you didn't have GPS. Okay, this is a long time ago. You didn't have GPS, you didn't have a phone, you had maps. Okay? And so me being the man, you know, I jumped in my car and I looked at the map, didn't need the map. Put the map up, went on. And Jackie, you know, she's sweet, she's nice. She said, Van, I think you ought to stop and ask somebody. I'm a man. I know where I'm going. I ain't got to ask nobody nothing. I just drive. I'm sorry. And so we're supposed to be driving this way. And I'm just the driver, driving away. I know I'm going the right way. I can feel it. I could feel it, you know, I was proud. We're going where I feel we're going to go. And so I'm driving. Then I see a sign that says, Atlanta, Georgia. I ain't going the right way. I felt like I was going the right way. I don't know where I took the turn at. I don't know where I missed. I don't know. Somewhere I did something, and I'm going that way, and I'm supposed to be going that way. Now, it felt good, you know, and it looked good for a while, for about an hour, and it looked good, because we were out of all. But I was going the wrong way. I don't want to do that with Jesus. I don't want to be thinking I'm going the right way, and I'm going the wrong way. That's just me. I don't want to do that. So, I have a checklist. For me. Y'all got it going on, y'all don't need no checklist, but I got one for me. One of the things, because we're in a relationship, I don't know if you, Gary Chapman has a book called The Five Love Languages. And so I kind of use that to kind of check myself. Five love languages. And in the gist of it, it talks about five things. Time, touch, words, deeds, gifts. And those are when you deal with those words right there and those situations in your relationship, and it kind of can focus your relationship and where you are. And so I'm in love with him. I'm his wife. I'm in a relationship with him. And so I check myself. I've been checking myself. And so my time, time. One of the ways I can show love to him is my time. Now, let me explain time to you. I have dealt with people who, they went to Bible school, they are Bible scholars, they know Greek and Hebrew. They can speak it. They know the Bible, they know all the stories, they can do the books of the Bible, start from Genesis and end up in Revelation just like that. They know it. They know the Bible. Rebecca, I've read it, but I'm not like that. I'm not on that level, but they got it. They can discern it, they can break it down, they know all of it. I have seen those people. They spent all that time in the Word. And I was talking to them. They were in prison. I was visiting the prison. And I was speaking to them. But they were in prison. They put a whole lot of time in the Word. But they wasn't right. They had did something crazy. I call it this. I don't want to spend quantity time with God. I want to spend quality time with God. Quality time, again, I've seen people, they spend all kind of time in the Word, and they mess up. I've seen people spend all kind of time, grew up in the church. Went to church when they were small, till they old. Got their name all in, got a seat, got the whole nine yards, all kind of church. They've been in church full go. I've seen them. Grew up in church, and I'm talking, and they selling drugs. Grew up in the church, and they robbing people. And I know that. I've seen them. Spent all their time in church. You would think, well, if you spend a whole lot of time with God, you would be close to God. That kind of time, you're gonna, quantity ain't got nothing to do with it. I spent all my time in the Bible, spent all my time in church. I have seen some. They got ministries. They got ministries. They minister to people. They preach. They go out. They help people. They do stuff. And they're cheating on their wife. I've seen them. Talk to them. Dogging their wife out. Beating their wife. I've seen it. They spend a whole lot of time. It ain't the quantity. It's the quality. Let me put it like this. You can spend a kid goes to school, spend his whole day at school, and then get kicked out. And I say, well, why did you get kicked out of school? Because you spent all this time in school. Well, why did you get kicked out? Because I didn't do what the teacher said. Quality time is when you obey. When God speaks to you and he tells you to do something, and you do it. That's quality time. You spend the time with God, he's talking to you, and he says, hey, go here, do this, act like this. That's quality time. If I spend quantity time with him and don't obey him, that ain't no good. And so I check myself. Because some people, man, I do this ministry, and I go to church this much, and that don't mean nothing to me. You know what means something to me? You spend 1 minute with God and God tell you to do something, you say, okay. Time. Does that make sense? And so I check myself. God, here's how I, God, am I doing what you want me to do? If I am, I have to hold myself in crying because I messed up. 2 years, God told me, he said, man, I want you to start a church. And for 2 years, I said no. I was in ministry ground. I was going to teach my people. I was going to church. I was going to All Saints Church. I was reading my Bible. I could quote the best of it. But I wasn't doing what God said to do. Going the wrong way. Quality time. Does that make sense? I gotta get at it. Okay. Touch. don't know if I'm gonna get through all this. Time. Touch. 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 God. How do you touch God? Well, let me explain like this. I love my wife. I love Jackie. I love her. If I see you with Jackie and you're treating her nice and you're doing nice things to her and you're helping her out and you're saying nice things, you're being kind to her, you just touch me. Because if you touch her and treat her nice, you just treated me nice. And I will let you know, I'll say, hey, thank you. Thank you for blessing, being a blessing to my wife, and I'll be a blessing to you. I'll be your good friend. I'm a good friend. If I'm your friend, I'm a good friend. I'll back you. I'll do whatever I can for you. I'll be a good friend. Thank you. If you touch her, you touch me. On the flip side, if you hurt her, if you hurt my son, if you hurt my daughter, I don't know how to put this, but all hell gonna bust loose on you. I'm gonna be as nice as I can when I bust you in the face, but I'm gonna hurt you. Because if you hurt her, it's just like touching me. Do you remember what Jesus said in the word? I came, he's talking about Luke 4:18, to preach the gospel to the poor, to the brokenhearted, to those captive in sin, to those who are blind, people who are struggling. When you touch those people, you're touching God. You're touching God. And if you're touching God, and you're doing it the right way, God is blessed with you. God is happy with you. You're on God's good side. Now, if you hurt them people, you dog people out, poor people, you try to con them, take money from them, and rip them off, you're in a bad place with God. And so I check myself. Lord, am I touching you? Am I touching you right? Check myself. Again, I want to be right. I don't want to be. This is me. I know you're perfect. I'm not. I got to check myself. Because I've been there. I was going the wrong way. I had to turn around. Time, touch, words, words, words. What kind of words come out of you? We are made in the image of God. I like when people praise me. We're made in the image of God. I like when people say thank you. So does God. When you say thank you to God, he likes it. We're made in his image. When you praise God, you say, God, I thank you, I praise you. He likes it. Everybody likes to be praised. Nobody likes to be, you dog, you dummy. God likes to hear that. What's coming out of your mouth? God, thank you. God, I praise you. Oh, God, you put me through it again. What are you doing to me? You're killing me. What's coming out of your mouth? God loves to hear. I forgive. God, I forgive him. He loves to hear. He loves to hear repentance. When you blow it, when you mess up, he loves to hear. God, I don't know about you, when I blow up, and I blow it good, I say, God, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I repent. He loves it. What's coming out of your mouth? If it's a lot of excuses and deeds, doing something for God. I used to think when I said, okay, I'm gonna do something for God. And so I like to do the easy stuff for God. Like David, if he came to me and said, hey Ben, would you give me a ride to my house? Well, David don't live but a couple miles away. Yeah, David, I'll do that. Now if David come to me and said, Ben, I need to go to Charleston. And I ain't got no money for gas, penny. And we're gonna have to stay all day. That's hard. I don't want to, first of all, you ain't got no money. Then I got to drive you all the way to Charleston. Then I got to drive you all the way back. Might not even want to talk to you. What I found out is God, when he's asking you to do something for him, or you want to do deeds for him. It's not the easy stuff. A lot of times it's the hard stuff. I don't know if you remember Matthew 5:38. Hard stuff. He'll ask you to do something that's tough. He says, if somebody comes and slaps you on the right cheek, turn the left cheek and let him slap you. That ain't easy. I don't know how many of y'all think that's easy. I know if somebody slapped me, and then he's like, and then I do this, like this, the other cheek. I mean, that's a deed. That's God, I'm doing it for you. But Lord, Lord. If somebody says, hey, I want your shirt, you give them the coat. Somebody says, hey, walk a mile with me. No, you walk 2 miles with me. In other words, I want you to do something that's going to push. That's going to push. Sometimes God will send people your way and he'll say, all right, you going to do this for me? It ain't going to be easy. You might stay up all night. You might steal a lot of money. You might go far. But aren't we in a relationship? Aren't we in love? Because I do it for you. Time, touch, words, deeds, gifts. Last thing, gifts. I used to think, okay, God, I got this. Can I, whatever money I got, I'll help, I'll give, and I'll tithe, I'll do whatever. And that's good. That's nice. God, but God hit me. He said, man, I got money. I got possessions. I got stuff. I mean, sometimes I ask you to do that, but that's good. Here's what I love, man. I want your dreams. You ever had a dream to do something, to be something, to go somewhere? And God will say, will you give me that? It's something I don't have. I want you. Remember, y'all remember, I was going to be a famous football player. I was going to be, y'all were going to see me and say, hey, give me an autograph. I was going to be famous. There was a point in there, I'm still young. I'm trying out for a couple of teams. I got a family. And I could have kept trying out, kept going after my dream. And God started talking. He says, man, I want you to go into the ministry. And I'm like, my dream is here, God. Will you give me your dream as a gift? You remember the rich young ruler? Comes to Jesus. And Jesus said, hey, I know you want to be rich and you want to be famous, you want to be everything, but listen, lay your dream down and come walk with me. He didn't do it. Walked off and left. Will you give God your dream? Will you give him your desires? Will you give him your life? Check it out in the Bible. There's some disciples, they had to pay a price. They wanted to live. If somebody comes in here and says, Graham, I'm going to blow your head away unless you denounce Christ and start selling drugs and raping people and shooting people, what you going to do? You going to give your life up? Or you going to start doing it? Because your life is a gift. You get to do with it as you please. I checked myself. Okay, Lord. Whatever you want, I'll give it to you. If I got something and I know it ain't stuff you want me, I'll give it to you. Does that make a little bit of sense?
Amen.
Check yourself. Well, I'm checking myself. Y'all don't need to check yourself. Y'all got it coming. But I'm checking myself. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. You're an awesome God. Thank you for being so good to us. In Jesus' name, amen.